First, the Twitter accounts of several high-profile public figures were hacked as part of a widespread scam aimed at getting Bitcoin from their followers. Accounts included those of Elon Musk, Kanye West, and Barack Obama. The hackers used the platforms of these public figures, pretending to solicit donations. They promised to give back double what they received from donors. Some estimates say the hackers made more than $118,000 in Bitcoin before Twitter realized the security breach. The hack itself showed how social media platforms like Twitter could be vulnerable to attack. It also raised red flags for cybersecurity experts who say this could jeopardize the security of elections and spread even more disinformation. For example, one of the accounts hacked belonged to presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Eric Geller is a reporter who covers cybersecurity and election security, among other things, for Politico. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this was a big deal. All these accounts on the Twitter side of things, all these accounts hacked. Can you give us a sense of the scope of this problem?
Well, I mean, the accounts really ran the gamut. So as you mentioned, we have entertainment figures. We have politicians, a presumptive presidential nominee. And what you saw in those early hours was people sort of grappling with just how widespread this was. And it seemed like every few minutes, a new account was being taken over until they got things under control.
And let's talk about what we know about how it happened. It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, they didn't get Joe Biden's personal Twitter login from him or Kanye West from him. This happened, the call came from inside the house, basically, at Twitter.
That's right. So what they've said so far is that they believe that someone was able to get into the accounts of their employees by tricking them into handing over their passwords, although there is some reporting that some of the hackers might have bribed employees into turning over access to the accounts.
Do we have any thoughts as to who was behind this, what looks like a kind of sophisticated effort?
Well, you know, this is the million-dollar question, right? So in the early hours of this, there was some speculation that, oh, just given who was hacked and how many of them were hacked, it's got to be a nation state. It's got to be a foreign government like China or Russia. But then people started saying, well, if you had this ability to get into these powerful Twitter users or Twitter employees' accounts, wouldn't you save that for something a little bit more destructive, something that could tank the stock market, change an election? I mean, you're not just going to try to raise $118,000 in Bitcoin. And so right now, I think if you ask most experts who study these kinds of scams, they're likely to predict that it is a criminal group. It's not necessarily the hardest thing to trick somebody into turning over their password. That's certainly what the Russian hackers did with John Podesta in 2016, the Clinton campaign chairman. So it's not necessarily the most sophisticated attack. I think the question now for Twitter is, what do they do to change their security precautions so that nobody can do this again?
Talk about how Twitter reacted in the moment. What did they do to try to stop the flow here?
Well, this is really interesting. So one of the things that they did is they disabled the ability of verified Twitter users. Those are the users with the little blue check mark. They said, you're not allowed to tweet for a while we get this under control. And that had some interesting side effects because, first of all, news organizations like my own were not able to cover the news on Twitter. But then also a lot of government accounts that are used for weather and crime and news alerting were not able to send those alerts as well. So there was a tornado warning in Illinois, and the National Weather Service regional Twitter account was not able to communicate about that. In the grand scheme of things, we don't necessarily know how damaging that was, that inability to tweet in that particular case. But it was this moment of kind of realizing, wow, you know, this is a very powerful platform. It's almost unprecedented how many people's lives are touched by the ability or inability to communicate on this site.
One prominent Twitter user wasn't affected, President Donald Trump. His account was not affected, and it looks like there's special treatment for his account at Twitter because of concerns of interference there.
That's right. And in fact, in 2017, there was an incident where a Twitter employee who was on the way out froze the president's account for a few minutes, essentially deleted it, or it looked like it had been deleted. So there's a reason that Twitter wants to protect the president's account. I think the question in the coming days and weeks is going to be, why is it just the president's account that gets whatever special, you know, protections it happens to have?
Eric Geller is with us from Politico, looking at the hack yesterday of a bunch of Twitter accounts of big name people. Hackers used it in an attempt, apparently, to raise money via Bitcoin. Eric, I got to say, seeing this thing pop up, it looked like a scam. It didn't look like something that was going to generate people millions of dollars. But I guess the question is, if they could do it, somebody else could do it. What are the concerns about more nefarious uses of this kind of attack?
Yeah, I mean, that really points to Twitter in terms of what are they going to change? Are they going to require more sort of security steps, more hurdles for their employees to clear before they can do things to certain accounts? So one possibility here is that once the hackers got into the employee accounts, they were able to change the email addresses linked to Biden's account, Bloomberg's account, and that would then let them, the hackers, reset the password by sending the reset email to their email address and then get in and tweet as if they were the right owner of the account. So that's one possibility here, and there are many possibilities. And the question for Twitter is, how are you going to prevent this from happening again? Because your employees need to have the ability to do things like changing email addresses, freezing accounts. You know, there are a lot of reasons why those powers exist, but it's this delicate dance because you could certainly bribe an employee to do something they're not supposed to do, or you could just take over the employee's account, and there's no way to completely prevent either of those things. The question is, do we have some kind of, you know, a two-man rule, like, you know, with launching nuclear weapons from a submarine? How do you make sure that Twitter is as safe and is as sort of impervious to this type of malfeasance as possible?
I think a lot of times the movie imagery of hacking is, you know, the sophisticated person with their high-tech gear set up, hacking in remotely to the Pentagon or the company or whatever. This social engineering threat, they call it, exploiting the weakness of people revealing their passwords or whatever, that seems to be the bigger threat.
Absolutely. If I could leave your listeners with one thought, it would be most hacking that happens today with, you know, devastating consequences like in 2016 is not the kind of thing that you saw in, you know, the 1980s movie War Games, where the guy is sitting at the computer and he types this inscrutable code and then he says, you know, I'm in, and then he launches the missile or whatever. It's mostly sending somebody an email that looks like it's from Google saying reset your password. You click on the link, you say, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what happened here. Well, I guess I'll just type in my password to recover access to my account. And, you know, boom, the hacker has your account. That is how most of this stuff happens. It's the easiest, lowest hanging fruit imaginable. And if I could turn this into an object lesson, it would be think very carefully about the links that you click on and where you're typing in your password.
Now, if this could happen at Twitter, who's to say, you know, an employee at Facebook with a much huger reach couldn't be turned for something like this?
That's right. I sometimes think that it is just, you know, there but for the grace of God that other sites haven't seen this exact kind of thing. We do have examples from, you know, Facebook, MySpace, Snapchat in the past of insiders abusing their power to spy on, you know, ex-girlfriends or whatever. We haven't yet seen something like this where the hackers are able to trick an employee into turning over their account and that person isn't necessarily corrupted. It's just that their account's been stolen. I don't necessarily know why that is. Perhaps Facebook has a multi-level system for making certain changes and Twitter doesn't. But I think Twitter, you know, the question for Twitter in the next few weeks is, do we have to reorganize our entire system of how we allow people to control the accounts on our site?
Now, Twitter theoretically is going to be investigating itself. Are there investigations going on by law enforcement? Whose jurisdiction is this? Who tackles a problem like this?
So what we know right now is that the FBI San Francisco field office is investigating Twitter headquartered in that area. They're going to look into this. I don't necessarily know how much data Twitter will have that they can turn over that will help the FBI figure out who this is. But that's one possible avenue for the FBI to figure out who it is. That's again, on the list of big questions that we have out there, who did this is one of the biggest. If this truly was just an attempt to steal Bitcoin and not a diversion from something else, then I think that's a pretty open and shut example of cybercrime, sort of garden variety cybercrime. But the scale of this, the way in which they did it, it almost, you know, defies belief that they could have gone through all this trouble just to steal some money through Bitcoin.
What are we hearing from members of Congress? I know some are calling on Twitter for some at least explanations.
Yeah, that's right. So multiple committees have asked for briefings. Senate Intelligence Committee, which has studied the Russian hacking and misinformation in 2016, they're obviously very concerned about further abuse of this platform. The House Oversight Committee has asked for a briefing, and then you have several lawmakers sending their own letters basically saying this is unacceptable. And I think what's important to remember is they're also worried about their own accounts, because it wouldn't look good for any of them, especially the ones who are running for re-election, if, you know, in late October, somebody stole one of their tweets and tweeted out something horrible, especially on election day when there's very little time for them to come back and say, oh, no, 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 that wasn't me. Somebody hacked into my account. And then, of course, some people wouldn't believe that explanation anyway. This is a very fraught issue for politicians who have essentially outsourced a lot of their communications to these private platforms. And on a day-to-day basis, we tend to think, oh, you know, we're tweeting, it's our communications, but there is a middleman there. There is a company that, if it is co-opted, can get in the way and really change not only how we're communicating, but also in some cases what we're saying.
Briefly, last 30 seconds here, Eric, apart from the whodunit, what are you watching for next?
I'm watching for what Twitter does to change account management. They've got a tough problem on their hands here.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Eric Geller is a reporter who covers cybersecurity and election security at Politico. He joined us today to talk about this massive Twitter hack that targeted high-profile public figures for a Bitcoin scam, apparently, and what the hack could mean for elections and more.